Isaiah 24. This is one of the most fascinating series of scriptures in the Bible because it describes something that's so seemingly impossible. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. Now, first of all, either God is lying or this is wrong, because it says elsewhere that the earth empty and waste, it's in the Hebrew, it's tohu abohu. And then elsewhere it says he did not make the earth empty and waste. And so this is one of the direct contradictions that agnostic Bible scholars use. But what you have to see is that this is talking about your earth. And this is why this is read on the Fast of Av, that he made your earth, your universe, empty and waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with his mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. Now, we know this happened to the land, to the Jerusalem that now is. All the inhabitants were scattered abroad. Not one stone was left standing on another. And not only that, they plowed it over so there was no even potential for anything to stand on top of each other. The Lord shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languisheth and fadeth away, the haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth, all the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of Taberet ceaseth, the noise of them that rejoice endeth, the joy of the harp ceaseth. They shall not drink wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets, all joy is darkened, the mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yes, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days they shall be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, the sun ashamed, and the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem before his ancients gloriously. I mean, you understand that to the natural mind, that series of scriptures doesn't make sense because everything is destroyed, and then it says, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. The fast of Ab is this. I don't know of any other fast or any other celebrated day that so clearly shows that it's finished, that so clearly declares there's nothing left for man to do. It's...
Yeah, it's like somebody says, what are you celebrating? You're celebrating the destruction of Jerusalem. That's the weirdest thing you could possibly say.
And if you read this, you're celebrating the destruction of the earth.
It's just the dumbest thing you could say.
But you see that all of these, so as to the, what does it say? And it shall be with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with the master, as with the maid, so with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury. In other words, it covers every option of every high place. It covers all of your board of elders, all of your instructors, all of your teachers, all of your mentors, all of your gurus.
When they said that Jesus and his disciples had turned the world upside down, was it a reference to this?
Isaiah 2. The reading is from 2:6 to and including 4:1. And we'll start 2:1.
Of what book?
Isaiah.
Isaiah 2:1.
Two, verse 6 to 4:1 is the reading. We're going to start in verse 2:1, chapter 2, verse 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. I mean, this is he also says that in Isaiah 65, that the nations shall flow into Jerusalem, yet Jerusalem is on top. So how do you flow into it? You flow into it because it's the overriding reality everywhere.
It's not affected by gravity.
That's right. Well, but it's... No matter where we are, from the highest of Mount Everest to the lowest, the depth of the sea, if time is ripped, we're in the New Jerusalem, and we'll flow into it. You flow down through the lowest place. You climb the mountain by going to the lowest place. Capisce? And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, teach of us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Obviously, that's never going to come to pass in terms of the nations. The word nation is the Hebrew word am, A-M, and it just means a people. And the people of God shall turn their swords into plowshares. And their spears that they used as weapons into pruning hooks. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. You understand? I mean, when it says nation here, it's people. It's God's people. The new nation. O house of Jacob, Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now it gets bad. That's all good stuff. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east. You don't want to be replenished from the east. You replenish, in other words, you're replenished by tomorrow.
You got, get better.
You got another deal.
Got another deal. Tomorrow we'll find oil. We'll use Texas tomorrow when the sun comes up.
And our soothsayers.
Geologists.
That was a wonderful sermon. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Who said that?
Mike Lewis.
Well, I was observing to indicate that I understood. Judy and the Beast.
And they please themselves in the children of strangers. They learn the pagan ideas from the strange places. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down. You know what the mean there means? Obscure. Low, obscure. The obscure man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock, and hide thee in the dust, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the high hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all their all pleasant pictures. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Do you know what? And upon all pleasant pictures. Anybody have any idea what that could mean?
Watchtowers or ships of pleasure.
That's my majesty's. Everything you think is nice.
What a, it's fundamentally the reason it's the ships of Tarshish is it's the idea that this ship is going to take you to a better land, a better place. Somewhere over the rainbow.
It's funny because there's that saying when my ship comes in a few seconds.
Yeah. Win the lottery. And the idol shall and the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth, for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth. To shake terribly the earth. And that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Amen?
We sold our camper today, and as it was pulling away, you know, there goes
my
Jerusalem that now is.
That was our ticket out of that.
Not yet seen the new Jerusalem arrive yet.
Yeah, the new Jerusalem hasn't arrived yet.
Our chariot.
our horses and chariots.
Okay, everybody understand? Meet it. The fast is total. Everything. You fast from everything. Turn, sleep on the floor, turn furniture upside down.
Turn off your air conditioners.
If you're really, if you're, if you're among the
zealots,
if you're one of the long-haired heroes of Israel,
if you have all your fingers, turn off your.
You're a Nazarite.
No water, no washing of face, no wearing of shoes, no sex, no eating, no drinking, no anointing yourself, no combing your hair.
You want to be really afflicted forward? Pete's out. Don't be afflicted with Pete.
There I go. Yeah, so Dad reminded me not to wipe sleep from my eyes. Now, when I go down there, I want the sleep to still be in there.
That's funny.
Who said that?
Aaron. Well, she's got them all agreeing to do the whole verse. Sleep.
Right.
She goes, Dad, how do we turn the furniture upside down? Why do we do that?
No wiping your butt.
I told him, no scratching. Because at first they were moaning about all of it, and I told them about not even wiping their bed, and they just had the rust if it wasn't so bad.
Well, you do it because, why do you do it? You do it to mourn for, you have to mourn for the death of something.
That's good.
And you're mourning for the death of all of your images and all of your ideas and all of your value systems.
All your ships.
I mean, actually, they would do this. They would turn the friendship upside down just when somebody died, right?
Yeah, that's what this is.
So it's like a death.
When someone very close to you died, you did all the stuff you do in a festival.
Can't eat pork, that's for sure.
Don't look in it. You shouldn't even look in it.
No.
Put a blanket, a towel over it.
No.
Smash it, look in it.
No television, no radio, no newspapers. You can't even read the Bible except for the bad parts of Jeremiah, Lamentations.
We've got it.
Okay, so you've been gone.